In the countryside, those soldiers who survived their wounds and made it back to the villages told horror stories of bad food, brutal commanders, and no weapons. This made it pretty hard to recruit fresh troops, and it gave an opening for radical propagandists such as the Bolsheviks, who encouraged soldiers to desert. Some very odd solutions popped up, the most famous being the murder of Rasputin in December 1916. The killers included the Tsar's first cousin, Grand Duke Dmitri, Prince Felix Yusupov, a transvestite who was the wealthiest man in Russia, and a minister of the Duma. Yet the poisoning, shooting, and ultimate drowning of the royal family's seedy confidant changed nothing. The Romanov dynasty and the Russian Empire died not with a bang, but with a barely audible whimper. The winter of 1916-1917 had been unusually cold for Petrograd, further complicating the process of getting food into town. On February 18, 1917, the workers of Petrograd's largest employer, the Putilov Works, went on strike. February 23, 1917, was International Women's Day. The women of Petrograd turned this into a protest march, as women will do, over the shortage of bread, which women consider important,